fair.
Yep.
Where's Auditor?
City rep.
Spears.
Bucks.
The three amigos.
Three amigos.
Wendy was planning on coming, and I don't know where Nelson is.
There's Brooke. We can get going now.
Yeah.
I guess we can start now. You're here.
We got Brooke here.
Okay.
Our Father in heaven, we humbly come before thee this day as we prepare for this board meeting. We're thankful for this opportunity to meet together. As board members and trustees, we ask thy spirit be with us this day as we make decisions and discuss the things at hand we have to go over. We ask a special blessing upon those that are not with us, that they will be able to be here with us. We're grateful for the fires being tamped down, that there's no loss of property as far as our customers, and for their families are safe. And we ask thee to watch over us this night. We say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you.
I guess we're on.
Oh, John.
Okay.
We're gonna find out where people are.
Okay.
Public forum.
Public forum. We don't see any public here.
No public here.
I know you're all disappointed.
Next
time. Yeah, I'm weeping.
Okay. Mark has the incident command update. Mark is really been faithful in going to all of these meetings.
That's good.
And he did a good job representing his town. Others, Ray went over and checked on our people down at the rodeo grounds.
Good job, Ray. Way to go. I know it is interesting, isn't it? When I drive a propane truck, I go fill all the tanks up.
And did you?
Fire. Yeah, so I went to all the cook shacks and all the showers, and it always feeds us. And I pull in there to the dispensary, and it always cooks a steak or something. Hey, you want a steak?
They were begging me to come eat with them.
Yeah.
I said, no, I said, I don't want to.
Leave
somebody short.
So. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. They got plenty of meat trucks in there.
Yeah, I'm sure glad
you're
back in your
home. Well, I am glad to be back in my home.
I'll bet you are. That's cool.
Who got us the generator? Is that you? Okay, I'm supposed to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you. And you do not know what it meant. When it pulled out, I just thought, to see that thing for those days was so heavenly. No one was there if we needed it, so anyway.
And it was kind of a team effort because Brad Gordon had kind of steered me where to go to find it, and so I had to make some phone calls based on his direction.
Thank you,
you guys.
Can I be
very welcome?
Sorry. Mark, you want to go ahead with item two?
Sure. So I will also defer to Wendy. You and I can kind of do this together. So basically, kind of is a brief update. So it was a first Thursday, would have been what, the 13th? That's when we evacuated everybody from their communities.
What day was it?
It was
13th.
September 13th. So I went to Salem Hills High School that evening to kind of see what was going on. Just basically kind of talked with people, helped out what I could with the Red Cross. Friday morning, I went back, spent most of the day there at the high school, spent some time with Woodland Hills, Elkridge, helped them find the generator. And every single morning since the 14th, they've been having what are called cooperator meetings, where they get the local mayors, the local utilities, fire agencies, other federal and state agencies together in the same room. And then they
law enforcement.
Law enforcement as well, fire agencies, local fire agencies. So they get us all together to talk about what are the needs. They give us an update for fire, what they're planning on doing that day. And then they try to coordinate their efforts with the different agencies that are there. There was one day on a Friday that we had to go turn off the power of Payson Canyon so we could dip into the four-way ponds. Thursday night, Duane had to disconnect power to Woodland Hills for about 45 minutes so they could shut off the sprinkler systems and make sure the well had enough water there. Duane has been really good that first weekend. Every single day, he was traveling up to between Covered Bridge, Woodland Hills, and Elk Ridge, making sure everybody had what they needed, checking with the officials to make sure that they didn't need anything from us. So again, that's what we were doing. Earlier this week, the end of last week, last Thursday, Duane, he's made two trips up to Elk Ridge to go up their fire department up through Lofer Canyon to show them where our lines are, so they would have an idea of what protection needed to be taking place, because last week there were fires that were spotting down underneath our lines. And so the fire crews wanted to make sure they knew the most crucial courts was they hit those right away. And it was fun going to those cooperative meetings, meeting people, talking with them, seeing what we could do for them. I really enjoyed working with Woodland Hills and Elk Ridge City, getting to know their officials better. And I felt like it was really beneficial to get to know our communities better. And I feel like we've been able to establish some good relationships with our communities. And I really hope that we can continue building on those relationships.
Very good.
Everything he says is true.
Yeah.
He and Duane work everywhere.
Good.
Always.
And I'll speak for the city of Elk Ridge and our fire department. They thought the fact that Duane came out and did that, like, this is great. We're working together. It was long overdue.
Yeah.
It was really a good thing.
It is. And if I may add to that, so Duane was telling me that once we get everything kind of settled down.
The safety trimmer.
Yeah.
We want that to come and have you do that for our fire department for their benefit.
Yes. They want to do some like a safety training with both fire departments to kind of teach them about power safety. And I think it was a good thing.
Yeah.
I can see a lot of good things coming out of this.
I know our chief said he was going to reach out to Chief Northrop and try and coordinate that so we can do a joint training.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. So a question, why did you need a generator?
In case we lost power to our water pumps.
Yeah.
To keep our water pumps pumping.
Okay.
So it was just there in case we needed it.
We didn't use it.
But
it was so we could set it up, we could get it up and running right away in emergency.
Yeah. Same with Elk Ridge. Do you need something like that too?
Well, we have a generator on one of our wells, one of the water pumps. We need to, one of the things we talked about is getting.
What is the power is it? Is it propane or you power it with gasoline?
Gasoline.
Yeah, or diesel.
Yeah,
diesel.
Yeah, diesel.
Probably
diesel.
Diesel and gasoline, they don't keep quite as good as your propane.
Yeah.
So
we've talked about that. Talked about
we
can set up propane tanks.
And we have a brand new well, so it's not online yet for drinking, but he got it up and running, so if we needed it for firefighting.
Sure.
And that's why it's not, we don't have the generator or anything already yet.
We're in the same boat. We've got one that's like that close to being there.
Where did you find the generator?
From Wheeler Machinery up in Salt Lake. So Brad told me about some of the places he's gone to for generators up at the girls' camp. And so I kind of got Googling and I found the Wheeler Machinery up in Salt Lake and called them. And they said, yes, we have one. And so I got the guy, name of the guy and their phone number. And then I called Corbett Stevens. I said, Corbett, here's the name of the guy. Here's his phone number. Call him. Let him know what specs he needs and see if what they have works. And apparently it did, and it worked out.
And
really
so
well.
Did we go up and get that, or did Wheeler bring it down?
I know that
how big
was, it was. They had to bring it down in the semi truck.
Yeah, it was big.
And
taller than this room.
Yeah.
So they brought it down for them. Duane helped Corbett wire it up so they could use it if they needed it.
Okay.
Good. Well, that's really what we're here for today.
Can I ask one more thing about that? You know, all the work Duane was doing. One afternoon when I was going home on 1300 East there by the road that I usually go up. The county sheriff, I don't know if he had Dwayne pulled over when it was.
So Dwayne did have a fender bender. He was stopped at a road, and a girl was turning, and she made the turn too wide and hit the very front driver's side tire.
Okay.
So as far as we can tell, it didn't do any damage to the truck. Munched up the girl's car just a little bit.
All right. Well, I didn't know if a county sheriff was writing him out a ticket or something.
No.
Well, that's rude if he is.
Yeah, that would be. You know what? The sheriff's office, they've been phenomenal through this also. Just phenomenal.
Okay. That's the main reason why we're here, to discuss how the district can help the two cities. And so we're going to have Wendy and Nelson both kind of give us a general idea of how our district still producing power. We didn't have any real power outages because of the fire. We feel like that it's a community obligation for us to see how we can help and how we might be able to help in the future if there's another disaster in any part of our district. Like we still have the problem up in Gilbert Ridge Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that gets the same safety measures that Pullen Hills and Elbridge had, that they're all safe. So why don't both of you just kind of give us a general idea of how we can be helped, because it's cost you people not only a lot of heartache to be able to go through. Cost you some money too. Nelson, do you want to be first?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot since I first had a conversation with Mark about what we can do related to. Initially, the conversation started around the billing, whether or not we'd be able to read. And I thought about it, and batted it around back and forth. And I kind of came to the conclusion that one way or another, we'd find a way to read the meter, so it'd just be based on what the customers have used. Especially when I got thinking about the fact that we kept the power on, people didn't have their freezers.
Yeah.
I mean, my freezer, everything's good there now. My fridge, I can't say that, but you know, when you put food in the fridge and you don't touch it for 10 days,
right,
you're going to have some.
Hey, my fridge was great because somebody went and cleaned it out before I got home. One of my citizens went and cleaned my fridge.
How sweet is that? You were lucky.
I know.
My empty garbage can is not empty.
No, neither
but,
mine.
But I'm
a science experiment.
I'm just saying, people are good.
I don't want to unleash the stuff that I saw inside. It's like I'm getting new Rubbermaid every minute.
But true, keeping the power on.
That was a huge win. It helped keep, honestly, a bad situation from being even more difficult for the residents.
Yeah.
You know, and then thinking about, well, what can the district do going forward to help the cities out? You know, the needs that we have in Elk Ridge are probably different than maybe what the needs of Woodland Hills or what Covered Bridge or, you know, some of these other communities. But trying to come up with something that I think would give peace of mind. I mean, yesterday I went out with our public works director and two other firefighters. Our public works director is also a firefighter, but we went out and we were patrolling the lines, went around the perimeter of our city. And, you know, we're quite worried about what's going to happen when it does rain and it rains hard. Because we've got 4 to 6 inches of really loose ash, dirt.
I think you've got more problems there than we do, frankly.
Yeah, down in Lofer King. I mean, when that cuts loose, I know that we're going to be paging out Woodland Hills, Salem, Payson, Spanish Fork, probably the whole south end of the county to deal with the mess that that'll create. I mean, I don't know that we're going to have significant damage to property. It's just going to affect our accessibility into our...
And have you got poles and stuff up there that it might hit?
Poles? No. The poles are a lot closer to town.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if that happens, then our primary producing well, we won't have access to it for service. So, you know, we're at a point right now where we've got this new well that's would have been online if this would have happened. That's like just about there. And we just need to get that thing online so that if we have to take this other offline till we can get to it, we can still provide the water to our residents.
So what do you like to get it online?
They've got to get the power. I think the power's got to be finalized. And then we're waiting for a test to come back because there was some bad stuff in the pipe. Maybe a dead mouse or something got so it wasn't passing the test. And they were treating that with a whole bunch of bleach, which I think now probably is probably good and sterile because it's been sitting and cooking for almost 2 weeks.
Now you can drink the mouse.
Yep, it'll be safe to drink. It's sterilized like when you wash the dishes and there's food on the plates when they come out. It's okay, it's cooked and sterile. But you know, long term, you know, we do have in our new well house, the pump house, it was designed so that we could put a generator in there. And I think we probably will be looking really hard at the propane because it's more friendly when it comes to storage. It just works better when you can set it up so that it just kick on once a month.
Yeah, they have some storage for over 130 years so far. It's still in good shape.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to have problems down the road because we miss a simple check or something of that nature. So
right.
That's what we're looking at, and it's coming up with a budget to do so. I mean, we're trying to find a new brush truck because our 1982 ship truck, and they were up on patrols Saturday morning, bright and early. One of the guys got out of the truck, grabbed the hose, and went over to put the fire out, looked up, and there's mountain lion staring him down. He turns to go back to the truck, and the truck is having an electrical fire under the dash. That's
how badly we need. Not a good moment.
Not a good moment. And then he realized he had his axe with him, so it felt okay. But, you know, I mean, right now we've got a lot of aging stuff that we're going to be looking at replacing and taking care of those things. I mean, if Red Hanger hadn't come in and picked up a lot of our gear to wash it for us, I don't know what we would have done. We don't have a way to even wash our gear at the fire station. And you certainly don't want to wash that stuff at home, but it release all those carcinogens into your families. So, I mean, there's lots of needs. I mean, I can tell you, you can come to us with $2 million and I could have it spent before you had the checks on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the reality of it. Whatever we decide to do, I think we need to base how we allocate it based on where the revenue's coming from, the customer base. I don't know that it's fair to the people of West Mountain to take and put it all in Elk Ridge or all in Woodland Hills, but I also don't think that it's fair to take and do the same thing for Covered Bridge that you would for Elk Ridge, just based on the number of customers and the revenue that's coming in.
Go ahead. Well, so I was just going to give you my thing. First of all, just so you all know, Spanish Fork and Salem, I just didn't see Payson a lot. They were great, but Spanish Fork and Salem could not have been
cities
more helpful. Yeah. The mayor of Salem stored all my stuff at his house. Spanish Fork offered us space in their city offices to use temporarily. We didn't need it, but they were ready to move out of some offices. So anyway, just so you know that some of the friction that we've had, they still really stepped up and were friends through this. So I wanted to report that. You know, I've spent a lot of time lately, and I have been loving learning the electric business. I've taken some time off the last week and learned the fire business. I can't believe all I'm learning about fire, but I think in this situation, SCSD did everything right. So I think we go back and evaluate what you did. Those, that should be part of ongoing plan, because what you did was everything right for us. I think as far as managing bills, well, I think we have a great PR opportunity. So I think that, yes, we need to, I mean, I think we could do press release about the power never went off, except for a couple of predetermined purposeful power out, you know, intentional power outages.
Shut off,
to,
yeah.
Yes, that the power was kept on the whole time. If it doesn't impact revenues too much, what I might suggest is that we, like, don't we have tiered rates? So I'm suggesting that maybe we figure out how to say everybody will only be billed at the lowest rate for the 1 week they were out, instead of being for the PR. Does that make sense? I mean, because
yeah.
It's, I don't think that's, I don't think that's going to make much difference in revenues. If it does, let's not do it. But if it doesn't, that's a great story. And if we can get, if we can write it, if we can get a news outfit to come and write it up, or write it as a press release, or whatever, I think that's a great PR thing for SCSD.
Is that more your priority? There has been some other things that's been suggested that goes along similar to what you're saying, and I think it's a very worthwhile one. But Jan, why don't you speak to what you and I were talking about the other day?
Well, realize I experienced the fire from 3,000 miles away, which is a little bit different, but the images and things that we were getting was pretty incredible coming in. So I can't imagine what you were going through here, but my thought was, how do we take a dollar? And I don't want to turn into a dollar, but how do you take a dollar and make it work the longest for you? And I think there's two ways you do that. I don't think that you give a credit to the people. Your idea, politically and publicity-wise, isn't going to hurt us a bit. We can play that. That discharge at the lowest rate for the month. All right. That's not.
And it doesn't even have to be the whole month; just a quarter of the month. Yeah.
The other thing is, how do we do this? The first thing right out of the gate, we're talking generators. First thing you come in, you talk generators. Listen, we as a team here. That generator issue is something that we should put to bed in all of our service area communities, Woodland Hills, Elk Ridge, Covered Ridge, and even in so much as Spring Lake with their well. And we should see if we can come up with grants. I asked Jennifer to look online and see what there is as far as disaster mitigation. Mm-hmm. Here's a $285 million bunch of money for mitigating disasters that we think we may have a chance of putting generators in. So, as I analyzed from a distance, Woodland Hills, really, you need a pump at the bottom or on each well, and you need one if you don't already have one at the Civic Center Fire Department. Ridge, they have one, but they need at least two more, one on the upper well and one on the Civic Center Fire Department. And really, the same with Covered Ridge. Covered Ridge has a lower and a upper and a fire department. And I think that we should look at this, this is my opinion, that we should throw our resources at that and see and put together a team of representing from each community and create a committee and come up with putting all this together. The service district could be that we wouldn't even have to be the leader in it, really. We could just be the support team there saying, okay, what is it you need? And then we could pledge services instead of dollars. Now, interesting, when you pledge services, the Those are the same as dollars because Mark can track all this. He can even track it for every hour of service from the city to then offset the like kind contribution to start going after some grants. And we could manage those kind of things. So that's what I was thinking about, because I look at that as spent dollars, if you will, that's going to give back for decades.
Yeah.
Instead of a $25 slip through the pocket and then nobody knows what's going on. But sitting here, Joel came in with an idea, and I'd like him to tee in, because I like that, because that's kind of like a, here you go, take it, we're thinking of you, we're going to come in on this side, but let's give you a little something now that you guys can take it and use it where you need it, or where we don't know where it is.
Yeah, I was thinking, first of all, you know, if we just abolish you two cities and covered bridge and said, okay, you get a month's worth free, it was $385,000.
We freed about
$180,000 to $200,000 that cost SESD. And as a finance chairman, I'm not ready to load that. But
yeah,
what I was thinking is, why not like give each of you 15 grand and you guys have a dinner, bring in some bounce houses, have a fall special after fire party for the citizens. You know, I think they'll remember that rather than getting a $50 gift certificate or even something off their bill. I don't know. That's just a thought I had. And that
would do it for five.
Well, but I know, but I'm just saying, yeah. Really, really do it up nice. I mean, have a barbecue or do, you know, something like that.
We've already got
you got something?
The councilwoman and her friend that are already planning ours, and they've already got the donations lined up.
Well, I'm just,
but that's a great idea.
I'm just saying, for the customers, for the whole city.
That might be in conjunction with that, come in and make a presentation. I mean, one of the challenges, we've got this old brush truck that caught fire.
Yeah. You can use it any way you want.
Well, no, but what I was going to say is, we've been looking for about 8 months now for a truck that would fit the bill. It's got to be like a Ford F-450, right. F-550,
yeah.
Diesel, extended cab, that we could take in an outfit. The problem we've had is, we're probably about $15,000 to $20,000 under budget based on where we really ought to be to get one that's new enough that it'll last, where we can actually recapture the expense without having to raise taxes.
So I did a little quick and dirty here. If we took, I'm just grabbing numbers, $35,000 to put towards something like this, and if you divided it with the customers, how many customers in each community, that would be $21.80 a customer. You, Elk Ridge, that would equate out to $24,062. Now you could, if we did that, you maybe could designate and put it where you want it to go. Woodland Hills is $10,064 and Covered Bridge is $918. Now, I was just looking purely at the numbers and saying per customer.
Household.
And I don't know if that's the way to do it, but through all this, I think this is an immediate type thing, but I think shortly before the end of the year, or even after the smell goes away, we should be working on a committee to start working on these generators. And SESD wants to be involved with this because we want two generators as well. We want to put one on this facility for a command central, and then we want to put a spare one on a trailer. So
yeah.
It's a one call.
It would be good, because if we had a larger event that brought the grid down, so to speak,
well,
it'd be good for a wave.
Yes.
To be able to,
so did you guys abandon your city building, or did you use it the whole time?
It was open 24/7.
So see, we had to evacuate ours.
Well, yeah, because you were close.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but like in an earthquake, we would have. So
yeah.
Affordability could matter for us, because
yes.
In a fire, our city buildings.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we were ready if we needed to move.
Right.
And we were going to, I mean, they had figured out, I think we were going to go down to APA if that's what it took.
Right.
But so it could be close for response purposes. But
so are you saying that you have here, you think that you could get grant money to, or over there,
yeah.
By the generator.
To do these generators?
Well, we think that there's a good chance that we could help trigger and find some grant money to help towards these things.
Okay.
And In fact, Jennifer and I have worked on quite a few grants, not here, but in the water world, and we've been very, very successful at getting some grants. And we understand how to do them.
Right.
And then we understand how to account for them. And so it would be, okay, let's say if we did two generators or whatever in Woodland Hills, we would probably give you a number. Every time you guys talked about it, anytime anybody worked on it, they would put their name, their time to that number. They could account for that back to Mark, and then we could say,
right,
here it is. Here's, if you needed 300,000, you have 160 of that in like kind work for your equipment, your time, that kind of stuff.
And
yes,
I think one of the immediate things is that we can supply some seed money.
Yes, that's kind of what Joel's saying.
And we can set up each of these projects, and as long as we've got the resources coming daily, monthly, see, we can then work them into our budget to work where we can, don't have to put up every dollar the first day, but we put up a substantial amount that we can get the program going. And I want to see this extended out into the other part of our district, like what necessities of safety could Lakeshore, West Mountain, and Benjamin, or not Benjamin, but
Palmyra.
Palmyra.
So, to piggyback on what you're saying there, Blair, this was a thought that I had as we were talking about this. There are certain things that, because we have interlocal agreements where we've got each other's back, where if you do it for this city, it really benefits everybody.
Every city, yeah.
I mean, I look at the response that was had from all of it, really from just about every single department in the entire state, from the fire side, that came to my city and the Wendy City's rescue, so to speak, and really helped slow the progression of things down. You know, we've got an interlocal with Woodland Hills where if they've got a fire, we go to it, and if we got a fire, they come to ours, and we've worked it out with Salem and Payson in the same way now. So having equipment that's good and that works, so we can take and go from this city to that one or the next, really benefits everybody in the area. One of the biggest challenges you have, because of OSHA and some of these things, you know, you can donate a fire truck to the guys out in Palmyra, but unless they're certified firefighters, legally they can't run that.
Right.
But if you can put it in the hands of those who are qualified to do it, to be there and available for that purpose, then when there's a haystack that catches on fire out in Palmyra and they call it in, dispatch goes, well, you know what, we know that you've got this truck that, and we can get it out there, we can get the tenders, we can get the other pieces of equipment. I think that there are some ways where we can cross-pollinate, if you will, with this and really help each other out.
But I think we need to make sure we take advantage of PR.
Yes.
Make
yes.
sure we have this
yes.
company that does this work for us write up everything that we do and get it out there.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I think I interrupted you.
Why don't we have, along this airline, we're talking things that might cost more than what we can today plan for. But maybe we could have the finance committee get with Mark and the staff and Dan and see how much money we could actually budget toward these projects and have a realistic payment plan for them.
Comment that I have is this, and I don't know all the situations in Woodland Hills and in Elk Ridge, but in 1974, sometime around there, we had a storm on the 19th of May that put 19 inches out in my backyard.
silt.
And the power was off for 2 days. Tom Larson went out and bought a generator, a great big generator, to milk his cows with. He hasn't run it since then. Then he spent like $30,000 on his generator. And I worry that we do things like that and we're buying something that is not even practical. When you talk about buying some kind of a fire truck for West Mountain, I think that's not even feasible because we have the fire department can get out there in 5 minutes. A lot quicker than we can buy a fire truck and find somebody on West Mountain that can run the thing. And I worry about having generators sitting here that they can sit here for 50 years and never be used because they have never been used. The only time you've ever used them was for this fire. And it just, I worry about buying something that's a dead horse. And I think that we talk about doing these things, and sure, it's good PR, but what good does the PR do if it's sitting out in the out here in this for the next 20 years and never used? And I worry about those things. It's just my cheapness coming out in me.
No, but I think he was talking about doing it with grant money and not our money.
Okay, if we do it with grant money, then we can waste the grant money. But I don't think we should waste our money.
I agree.
Buying dead horses.
Right.
I'm with you. Right. I agree. That's why I said what I said about if we bought something that can be used collectively.
Collectively.
I look at a brush cutter, I can tell you. If there was money that's put towards a brush truck and coupled with money that our city already has, for example, that it's going to get used a lot because we have fires all the time. We have guys in my house.
And you guys probably can use one. And I think where you are up on the hills, a truck like that would be really handy out on West Mountain. Wow. Crap, the whole mountain's going to burn from one end to the other before you even get a...
Well, it does every year, doesn't it?
No, not this year yet. And it takes 5 minutes for the fire to go from my house to Lincoln Beach. And it, to me, it's just not even feasible to do something
on something. But if you did not have another catastrophe for 20 years, we're just damn lucky. We're just damn lucky. And there are places where you do need the power in even small things. Now, how would you like to have the only medical device like the hospital without a backup power system?
I agree. I don't disagree with that. But we've got $20 million worth of pumps out on Great Salt Lake that we put out there to pump water for 6 months. And it's a dead horse, and I think we need to be careful unless we get the grant money.
Right.
Yeah. We need to be careful on what we buy and not buy dead horses.
You use the grant money for those things that are more of a accessory that adds to the feasibility of what you're already doing. Now, that's fine. Now, I appreciate your comment, but you tell us now what you would do in this situation. Now, if it's helping them get a brush truck, that's just as good as it. There's a generator probably, but what is the protocol for us at this time to take some of the burden and some of the worry and some of the other apprehensions that our people have realistically gone through.
I would make a recommendation, and I've thought about this a lot, that we should, because they were out of their homes for 10 days, we should say, okay, for a third of the month, we'll give you 25% off on your bill. Let them know that we're doing that.
And that's not unrealistic either.
I'd rather do that than something else that they don't ever see. And I think having a party up there for Woodland Hills and for Elk Ridge, give them money for a party. I don't see any problem with that. Along with a break off in their bill, because everybody sees that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree with you on that. That initially, Ray and I talked at length about what we could afford or to still meet our budget items and along that line. So I think we've had some good discussion on different things. I would, though, like to hear what the two cities at this time feel like might be the most appropriate way to spend X number of dollars. And I don't think any of the comments that's been made are wrong. It's just a thought process we kind of have to go through. And if we decide to do that, I'm 1,000% in favor of that. I'm not trying to steer it one way or another. I just want to see the dollars that we might be able to appropriate be spent meaningful to those people who have suffered a catastrophe. And it has been a catastrophe. Even if not one home was damaged or burned, it's been a catastrophe. And all the rest of us have been real fortunate. I've seen and I felt my inner thinking up there watching those fires. And at night, I could see them burning up there from over there in my front yard. So whatever you want to do, I'm behind you. But we need to see what dollars we can without jeopardizing our other responsibilities.
Well, I can get with Mark this week.
Yeah.
If we can meet, and if you guys want to meet with me on the finance committee, you know, we can sit down with Mark and kind of come up with where we're at with the budget and what we can do.
I mean, I don't think the whole district should subsidize big stuff for us. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think this is a great opportunity, and if you can help us with grant money, that's huge.
Yeah.
That could be huge. And I think, I mean, I love how you're thinking about that.
Yeah.
But I don't think the district should be buying a bunch of stuff for people. I agree with Paul on that.
One thing about on the flooding too, at least Representative Curtis, I mean, he brought that up. You know, that now the fire's out, who's going to help with the flooding? And the incident commanders and everything set up there. Well, there's money set up from the federal government.
Yeah. We had our first meeting this morning, and we have another one later this week.
Just to
handle, Representative Curtis has done is pledged to help us wade through this federal system.
Right.
Because it's not something that you just walk in and say, I'll take two of these.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be $29.99.
And he said that you know, there's money there that hit for flood damages or whatever takes place.
Right. You know, this is going to happen too, because out on Dry Mountain when it burned.
Right.
I can't. 15 years ago.
Yeah, when it hit
the next summer. Yeah. We got that big storm out there, and it went down through people's houses and, and roadways.
And we're fortunate because Representative Curtis was a mayor, so he kind of
he sees it from a slightly different perspective.
Yeah, he sees it from both sides.
You know, one of the other thoughts that I had, kind of tied to the grants and all this, what's SCSD's business? We provide power.
Right.
So maybe as we work through this process, if SCSD provides the generator and the fuel, then we're providing the power, and it just goes through the meter, and we build cities accordingly going forward. And I think then that way you're investing in the overall infrastructure, which is tied into the grant or something like that. Just because I kind of feel like Paul feels to some degree. I don't necessarily think that we should just take the expense of one community help another community. I mean, that was the thing that kept me awake the most after I initially started thinking about this. I just laid in how
the example Paul gave was singular. Yeah,
sure.
There was cows, but it's singular. Now take a step back. In your position, you're talking about 1,100 dwellings.
Right.
You're talking 500. And we're talking 1,600 dwellings that has cause and effect on what we do. And so
sure.
I think if you go in and prioritize and target key loads, meaning the wells, the booster
right.
pumps,
right.
those types of things, then we can have a game plan together and come back and see if we can let Jennifer do her magical wordsmithing and see if we can't come up with something to come up. It's worth a try.
I think it's great.
Oh, I completely agree.
And then there's another part of this, put your SCSD director hats on. This is a time that we need to have that same committee because they need to understand what we need to do as far as wiring the ground in those communities. So, in other words, we have certain roads in Woodland Hills, certain roads in Elk Ridge to bolster up the power system to give us the best service and the best redundancy we have to go open up some roads to put more wire and conduit in there.
Well,
I'm sorry, we're
a lot easier on the three-phase up in Woodland Hills now, but we've got a nice bulldozer run.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, that is it's almost like a superhighway now. The thing is so smooth.
They'll come in and get rid of that in the next few days.
Okay, well, they're going to keep our
water
line clear.
These portable generators, I was like, we have one here, we can shift it here or there or wherever
yeah.
it is.
Yes.
How much will they do?
We
had a good couple of good portable generators right here in our shop.
Yeah.
Can we whip them up to far?
Well, we want to put one permanently on our shop because we need communication, and then we want to put one on a trailer that we could then take up to a well or something. Say let's have, I agree with whoever said this. I think this is a little bit of a we're in training for what may really come later, and we need to know what's going on. If we had a generator, we could even go and put it on a farmer's big well to get water and things like that if we had to. And I think that's the way we need to think preventative and think out ahead of the crisis, because if you're behind the crisis, you're not providing the service. If we think ahead of it, and we can get a generator through something like this, I think we need to be doing that.
Yeah, I agree.
I can vouch for that because we were ahead of a lot of this, and that's why things for us went so smoothly.
I heard, Wendy, that you guys were way ahead of this, and I said yes, because you live it every day.
That's right. You're living in that territory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and, you know, we participate in something called the CWPP, which is the Community Wildland Protection Program. And because of that, our residents are constantly participating in this thing. So when we said the fire's coming, they knew what we were talking about. They've been thinking about participating. It was a lot easier for them to pick up and leave and be ready mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And but we also have a lot of physical things in place, you know, but we learned a lot, like, generator, you know?
Yeah.
But we did have a lot of things in place, and you're right, thinking ahead of it is good. But you have to strike the balance between, I mean, you could prepare from now to the end of eternity and spend every cent you have and still not be prepared for everything.
Well, yeah. Okay, you know, in our world here in the district, we have to think, where's our weak spots? Do we have a spare on the shelf? If not, you better get one on the shelf, because people's power depend on it. And not only that, our income depends on it, right? So we got to keep that power on. My farming hat is, gosh darn it, that tire's still holding there. I can see the cords, but I'm going to run that sucker until it blows out. There's nothing wrong with either one of those, but in this world, we have to pre-think, prepare, and be ready for what's coming is what we're talking about.
One of the big things that I see, because I've lived through this here, and that there is mud. And one of the things that all your city really need is a stockpile of sandbags and sand. I had to put 1,000 sandbags because while I was in church one night, a big spring broke out in the back of my new home. And it was running about 3 feet of water. And it just happened that I don't advocate it working on Sunday, but my carpet layer was laying my carpet
on. Well, your ox was in the mire.
Suddenly. And he comes tromping in church with his knee pads. And that's the only time that I wasn't sitting on the back row of church, because that's where I always liked to sit. And he told me that my basement was filling full of mud. And it did. It got 3 feet of just slimy mud. And you wonder how it can liquefy even with rocks that big around, how it moves it. And so.
No, we need a lot of sandbags already filled, and a lot of sand and empty bags, and jersey barriers. We're going to be placing a lot of those things.
Yeah. We've already identified where we're going to put the cables and things to.
That's where we can help you too with
some bag of
equipment.
If you bag them,
you got to keep them out of the sunlight.
That's right. You got to cover them. Okay.
Keep out sunlight.
My son did his eco project a year ago for Payson, and we bagged. They brought in the sand up there by the park, and they brought the bags. The city did. We palletized everything, and I don't know how many thousands and thousands of sandbags Payson City's got covered. For an emergency flood,
right,
anywhere around town. So,
I think we need an inventory of what equipment is available, like the generator and back hoses, front end loaders, lift trucks, and everything else.
And in the, I mean, I think I'm pretty sure it's when we have the mudslide and not if.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So yep. What you may have that you can offer us in that, because you can't, we can do our best to predict it, but nature, has her way.
Well, you had your last one. I mean, that wasn't necessarily writing on the wall either.
Our last mudslide?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that was a freak. That was a total
freak. You know, we got beige out. We were over there the whole night.
Because that wasn't weak ground. That was a freak storm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's all it took. So.
Yeah, going to the NRCS probably already planning all of the
scenario,
the work that needs to be done to rehab the fires there.
Yeah.
Yep. And so we meet with them later this week.
As long as they can get it done before it hits.
But that would be helpful if we knew what resources were available, because in the middle of that, we're not going to have time to think it up.
That's right.
So here's something I think that the Finance Committee could look at. I know that I've talked with Mark a little bit about this, and I know that we retail power about 9.5 cents a kilowatt hour. Our wholesale price is about 6.5 cents a kilowatt hour. We could look at the difference between 6.5 and 9.5 for those three communities, Elkridge, Woodland Hills, and Covered Bridge, and see what that difference would be.
And with that number, then you can look and see what you can do with the money. Whether it's helping the communities with whatever. But with that in mind, I don't think the rest of the district is subsidizing anything because you're getting it at a wholesale price.
Right.
And the other people in West Mountain, and myself and everyone else, yeah, we're paying full price, but I would say to be of assistance, however much money that amounts to, we could put, and if it's a generator we need or helping with the fire truck and air equipment, I think that at least identifies how much money could be used, and justifiably, without saying, well, all these other communities are subsidizing. I think that would be a fair thing for the
community
to look at.
I think you're right. And I don't think you're going to have any flashback from any of the, from the rest of us out here that didn't go through it.
If you got free power for a whole month, that would probably cause a little bit of anguish.
You're right.
That's not right.
$4 million.
Right.
But the difference between three cents a kilowatt hour, how much is that? I don't know. Mark, you have an off the top of your head what that would be?
Well, too, Ray, we were just more than fortunate that their system was underground.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a big plus.
And it made it so that it actually, there was some residual benefit by them being able to leave their power on for safety sake with street lights and other things. To keep, there's also, you got to remember, in our society, there are people who will steal from the blind or anybody else.
That's why we had checkpoints.
Yeah.
You
guys had that covered pretty good up there to keep people out of there.
There were some people that really thought we just took away all their rights, but you know what?
Yep.
See, we didn't have anybody complain.
You know what? That's because you live in a community where everybody recognizes the threat.
Yeah, they do.
And they believe it.
True.
To be real.
Because when you just live down on the flat in a neighborhood, you're just like, forest fire? You gotta get me.
I mean, it makes a significant difference.
It does.
I mean, that's.
Well, Mark, did you?
It's about $69,000.
$69,000? Mm-hmm. And if you took.
Is that for a month?
Yeah.
If you took the service charge away from that, that would raise that up a little bit more.
So basically that $69,000 is, that's the 3 cent difference, that's the 3 cents kilowatt hour we're talking about.
Well, I think it would be pretty easy to justify that amount of money. And whether it was a reduction to the residents' power bill, or whether it's a community benefit, or whether it's an SESD benefit, I don't know, we can talk about that, but I would say somewhere in the $70,000 to $100,000 range would be something that we could all be comfortable with.
So I want to think about it, but I don't think we should make any decisions. Covered bridge is still not
one. Sure. Right.
We don't know what's going to happen there. And what if they have it more catastrophic than we do? Then we want to put more to that. You know what I mean? And so I love where we're going with these things, but I just think we're going to have to sit on it a little while longer until we see what happens with them.
Is those covered bridge still worrying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did that include the covered bridge?
Yes, it did.
$69,000?
Yes.
Yep.
That's lower than what I thought. That it was. Yeah, I think that's nominal as far as.
Have we had presence in covered bridge with our trucks?
Yes.
Yes.
Somebody posted some pictures of our trucks. Yeah.
And they're tiny, but you know what? They're our customers. And
yep.
Well, therein lies our argument with the city. Our one customer is tiny, but he's important.
Right, I know.
So
I agree.
And you know, it costs a lot of money to run the power lines, to run and serve Covered Bridge, but they're our customers. We're going to take care of them.
Yep.
One thing that Covered Bridge appreciated, these cooperative meetings, their HOA board didn't know about them. So I had let Lorraine know about them, and now they started coming to those cooperative meetings.
Yeah, that'd be huge. Because I mean, when I went to the one meeting last week, when I was able to, I thought, this is great. We've got all of the players that are, yeah, should be here.
I've been going every day, and it's been super helpful.
Yeah.
So I'll share with you just a little kind of a personal story that my wife did. She sent apples and nectarines to the Elk Ridge Fire Department.
Those firefighters love those things.
Well, sent a little shockwave through Woodland Hills, as you know. Wondering
not
why
me.
Elk Ridge got the apples and nectarines first instead of Woodland Hills.
Well, because his sister-in-law
lives
and brother.
And then they started coming back saying, so all the camps wanted them, so this thing just explodes into apples going out everywhere. And Covered Bridge shows up over at the bar saying, where's ours?
That's cute. Yeah, his sister-in-law says to me, how come Elk Ridge has all red? Because she's an all red. How come Elk Ridge has all red apples and we don't yet? I'm like, I don't know. Call your family.
Yeah.
Very cute.
And West Mountain has been blessed because we didn't even smell the smoke.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we were pretty good.
Just, and so you just got the site.
We didn't
got the
smell
film
any smoke.
Do you know what? I don't know if this is even appropriate, but it's just dawns on me. One thing somebody suggested to me that would be really a fun thing to do for thank you is at New Year's have Woodland Hills do a fireworks celebration.
Yep.
But maybe that's something SESD could help sponsor.
Sure.
With that money, because we can invite everybody in all the communities.
We could do it. Actually, if we do it in the right spot, it could benefit both cities.
Yeah.
We've talked about it too, because our residents want to light them off in the SummerSlam. Absolutely.
Well, and we could share with, yeah, we could do it there between Elk Ridge and Woodland Hills, but make it an SESD thing. That's an idea.
Yeah.
And invite everybody from
yeah.
the whole district.
Make sure there's snow on the ground.
Absolutely, absolutely. But there's an idea, you know, because that would bring it up again. I'm sitting here right this minute, that would bring it up again in a few months.
I have some connections in that industry. I have a friend that's what he does, and so every August I go out to Santaquin and I help light their fireworks off.
Well, and I think at that time of year they'd be glad for the business.
Yeah.
So there's an idea. Just throwing it out.
Okay. Yep. You just about all thought and talked out.
I think so.
For now.
Yeah.
I am.
I'm going to fall asleep.
We
I've never talked out.
We can follow up on the board meeting with our board meeting next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the question comes from staff is, we'll just go ahead and go through with the regular billing and then they'll do with something after the next meeting, or what do you want to do?
You can even do it, but yeah, that's what I do.
Well,
when's the billing?
We're closing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
The bills are going
can
up.
Read the meters tomorrow?
I mean, I look at it this way.
I'd like to know how much
because it wasn't
they saved.
So my bills could be lower anyways.
Yeah, the bills should be lower because nobody's living there.
Right.
Yeah.
In theory, but you do have those people, like a couple of customers that came in, who someone told them they needed to turn their AC way down to keep their house cold so it wouldn't burn.
You know what? Let's
well, they shouldn't be living up there.
I know.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what happened. Plus, you had all the windows that have their sprinklers on and things
right.
like that.
So how would you handle those things normally? I mean, would you just handle them on a one-by-one basis and individual basis? And so just do it that way.
And plus, too,
yeah, when they get their bill, we just people. Talk to them about it and explain it to them.
If they come in.
Our only question is,
do you know what I would
what
do?
What we're doing with their bills right now. If it's status quo, we just send them like normal.
Do you know what I would do?
I
would add
what we're doing.
I would add a grace period.
Yep.
Because
sure.
you've been in,
that's,
because you've been in
that's
whatever,
what
you get an
do.
Extra 2 weeks
we,
or whatever.
We've already decided that maybe
publicize that in the bill.
To.
It would really cost us very little money.
But, yeah, we aren't charging anybody in Elk Ridge, Woodland Hills, or Covered Bridge any late fees this month because if their bill not paid by tomorrow,
you're
we
missing.
Understand.
But put
you,
but write that on the bill.
You
when they go out, write that on the bills that go out so people know that's what you're doing. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost us very little money, and that will say. We and it will just say,
it'll
you
say
know you've gone through trauma, we're doing something
yeah.
for almost no money.
Yeah.
I would totally
yeah.
do that.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
I'd be in pure panic mode if my wife hadn't paid all the bills before I went on vacation.
Well, a lot of people have it now. It's not, oh, I got to pay electronically anyway, it's not going to matter. But I would put it there so they all see it and read it and go, oh.
Yeah, because there are quite a few people who have called in, especially today, because they're back in their homes now, and they're like, oh my gosh, our power bill was due. And like, now we have a grace period, and I said, with the evacuation, there won't be any.
That's what we need to promote is the fact that because of the evacuation, we're not going to have that, and it'll.
The late fees this month.
Anything we can do to take a pressure point off, I think that would be probably more value to the residents than a few bucks off the bill, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it really would be.
And we will publicize in, I don't know if you can get that, if you can get this company to write a better release than I can write, but we'll just kind of publicize how amazing that our power stayed on.
I actually have a meeting with Avalanche tomorrow at 3:00 because they want to come down and see the center
and
the stuff that's been going on, because they are taking over our social media portion, so they can run with all of these things. So.
That'd be good. Okay, anything else?
So just pay the bill.
Yes.
You send the bill.
I think we've had some good discussion. Our two power gurus down there, Ryan.
They were really quiet.
I want to wake you. You do have any comments on anything?
I think so. A lot of good suggestions. I guess we can kind of start brainstorming and see which.
I know Brooke had to leave my town hall because he had an emergency, something that he had to go.
Covered bridge had a little water leak.
Yeah, covered bridge was going on, so.
Yeah, I think that's probably something that, I don't know if it was mentioned before I was in the meeting, but our line of service crew have been fabulous for this whole thing. I mean, there were some times where I heard, doing rather up there with shovels. Personally digging stuff out around wells and things to keep the power on, and we need to do something to let our employees know how wonderful they've been, and how much it's being recognized in the community, because people mention it to us, and they're grateful, and there are so many customers who are surprised. They've gone home, my power didn't go up, my alarm clock is still on.
Right.
What's up with that? They thought power was out and they were coming home to melted freezers and spoiled food, and we've never had an outage. And so they're very grateful for that.
We had somebody donating ice for us, and Dwayne was standing there when people brought the ice, and Dwayne goes, "Ice? Do you need ice? I'll go get you ice." He was just
pretty awesome.
Just everything. So.
Good.
Yeah. Well, we make the motion, we go home.
I second the motion.
I just spelled it home.
ADJOURN.
Yeah.
That's how it's spelled. My spouse.
We're moving toward adjourned.
Home
page.
Aye.
Okay.
Again, I just want to reiterate, you guys did everything right for us.